Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I'm so glad you're here. If you find this empowers you to take back control of your health instead of relying on the system in any way, please share this with three of your friends. Invite them to come join us. Are you ready? Let's dive inside. All right. Thanks for joining us today. I have on with me Dr. Greg Mojon. He is actually what I would consider as my mentor. Something crazy happened. I was down probably an hour and a half from where I live. He was living there for, I don't know, about 4 months, Greg?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. So literally our paths crossed through divine intervention. I was waiting. I was actually in the car feeding my baby at a restaurant, and his family was in the waiting room of the same restaurant. Some unbeknownst reason, my mom sparked up a conversation, and she doesn't ever do that with a stranger, especially. And come to find out, he specializes in functional medicine and applied kinesiology, also known as AK. And he was hanging out in Utah for a couple months with his family. Our paths crossed, and voila, here we are. He's helped me tremendously on my journey the last year and a half, 2 years. And I want him to share his remarkable knowledge regarding the thyroid, autoimmune connection, and infection.
Very cool. Yeah, that was definitely an interesting conversation. I can close my eyes and take myself to that to that conversation there. And I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. And like a lot of the listeners, you had some of these same things that you were battling. And not only do we get to come alongside you professionally, but also now you got baby number two napping, yes. Hopefully for the next
So if dad needs to take her, then he can take her.
There you go. That's perfect. So yeah, so we've had a really cool journey. And so I've done functional medicine now for the listeners I graduated from chiropractic school in 2001. So, and then my very first practice, I got into functional medicine because I had a young family with autistic children that walked in, and they were looking for some answers. And I just knew that it was me to help them out. So that got us into running labs, that got us into understanding nutrition. This is probably circa 2002 when the whole even gluten-free was, you were woo-woo if you did gluten-free.
It got us into... I won't tell you how old I was in 2002.
You're probably still in diapers.
I was 12, not quite.
Well, yeah, so you were in middle school. So that got us into hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So we've had 6 oxygen chambers since then, about 5,000 hours of oxygen therapy. It got us into doing integrated therapy with things like IV infusion therapy. We've done injection therapy, stem cell therapy, PRP, all the crazy stuff. And when it goes back down to it though, and hopefully what people get from this conversation is when the foundation is correct, when we understand the underlying component, regardless of whether you have weight loss resistance, an autoimmune disease, thyroid, you can't get pregnant, whatever it is, you have to start at the base. And I hope that through this information, people can be blessed from myself and all the other speakers, and ask good questions, reach out. And I know that Dr. Kylie and I are both very accessible that way. And what I never want someone to say to me is, how come you never told me? Right? So that's exactly why Dr. Kylie is hosting this summit, so that people like yourselves can be empowered. And then ultimately, the reality is you have to be willing to make the choice for yourself. You have to, number one, feel like you're worthy of getting the help that you need and making sure that you have the support system around it. And that's a whole nother conversation, but it's one of the most important conversations about this. So I'm going to jump into a presentation, and Dr. Kai and I will have some conversation along the way and hopefully give some people a different view of how we look at things from a functional medicine standpoint. So other thoughts before I jump in, Dr. Kylie?
I love it. I love functional medicine. It provides you guys, you'll be shocked at the answers that you're going to find just in the summit on our podcast. I know Dr. Greg has a podcast as well. Greg, what's it called?
We're calling it the Daily Dose with Dr. Greg. And now that you said I have one, it means I actually have to start recording episodes. So I have some people scheduled and I have all the right stuff. We just need to get it going. But you and I are both definitely action takers. So it's time to rock it out.
All right. You can find more on both of our podcasts, because functional medicine will transform your lives, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not just saying it, but it will transform your life. I've seen it with my patients. He's seen it with his patients. And we're doing our best to, like he said, fulfill that. How come you never told me? That's a good thing. I don't ever want to hear that either. So, all right, yeah. Greg, here you go.
All right, so let's jump in here. Let me, let's see if technology is going to play fair with us today. So what I want to talk about is something that has really been really near and dear to my heart clinically now for the last several years. And Dr. Kylie and I get hundreds and hundreds of, especially women that come to us with thyroid conditions. They can't lose weight. They have autoimmune disease. And the thing that's always perplexed me is there an underlying connection with some of these? And I, my hope for you, if at the end of this presentation, is that you're like, this is worth looking into. So I'm going to talk about the hidden infection connection between the thyroid, weight loss, resistance, and autoimmune disease. So Dr. Kylie, if you have any questions as I rock through this, pipe in, give me some of your clinical insight, and I'm going to jump into this. So the first thing I found, and this was on Mayo Clinic's website. So if you pull up hypothyroidism on the Mayo Clinic, here are the symptoms. So fatigue, by the way, that's like one of the number one symptoms of people that come to a functional medicine doctor is fatigue. Number two, right? We hear that all the time. Increased sensitivity to cold. This is the person that I had a patient the other day that said, it's 85 and I have my big puffy vest on right now. And I was like, that's not good. Constipation. You'd be surprised how many people, their bowels don't move properly. What I can tell you with assurance is that if your bowels are not moving, you're not going to get healthy. But I also, you shouldn't be downing Miralax. And I had a lady today, she's like, I have actually have to take suppositories. And I was like, that's not good. And you're not going to get well. So don't try all the other fad things if your bowels are not moving properly. So that's a huge, but it's also a huge component of the thyroid. Dry skin, you can, you know, regardless of the lotion you're using, you've got that. Weight gain, we talked about that. Facial inflammation, you feel puffy. Hoarseness, some people actually have so much inflammation around their thyroid gland that they literally have a hoarse voice. Muscle weakness, this is really common. These are women that might do a workout and for no good reason, like their knee or their foot aches, like they didn't injure it that they think. Elevated blood cholesterol, this is why we run labs. Muscle aches, pain and swelling. We talked about that with kind of the random joint issues that we see. A heavier than normal or irregular periods. I have a patient now that she has kind of her normal cycle and then she waits for 5 to 7 days and then whammo, she gets another one all over again. Thinning hair. That ponytail is not the size that it used to be. I have a patient that said, I used to only be able to wrap my ponytail twice and now I can do it 3 times. And so that's not good. Slowed heart rate. This is probably not as common, but again, it's on Magical Mayo Clinic site. Depression is a real sign. And now here's the thing I think about depression. I think we all have and are allowed to have blue days. Yet think about it. If you don't have energy, your bowels aren't moving, you don't feel like yourself, it's kind of really one of those, it makes sense to not feel well. And I just had a patient that I just got off a discovery call with that had gone to her doctor and she's like, you know, yeah, I was honest in my questions and I did say that I was having some blue days and they automatically wanted to throw her on antidepressants. And, you know, we've all seen this and the reality is it's okay to have blue days. It's, and I'm not saying that I'm against antidepressants. There's definitely a place for them. Though if you ask why enough times, a lot of times you can get to that. Impaired memory, you know, brain fog. I'm in this room and I'm not sure why I'm in this room. Enlarged thyroid gland. So your thyroid gland sits right over the middle of your throat. Some people literally have that aspect there. So I'm not sure if we're doing a chat box with this or people can type in questions, but this is so common. And what happens is, so people have these symptoms and these symptoms are the Mayo Clinic symptoms, right? So they go to their doctor and Dr. Kylie, we know this all too well, right? They run the magic TSH.
So, and only TSH.
Right? That's all that they have here. So this particular lab, their range is 0.45 to 4.5. Another lab that I use, their reference range is 0.1 to 4.55. So the reality, as we know, I want your listeners to really understand that there is zero research ever that a normal, whatever normal is, what a normal TSH equals a normal functioning thyroid gland. Yet, we get people that get tested, their TSH is off, it's too high many times, and then they're given medication. Now, we can't blame the doctor for that. And I have good friends that are medical doctors. I work with a lot of medical doctors. This is what they're trained to do. They're trained. Mm-hmm. So right? Their medical training tells them if something's off, I either use a drug or a surgery to impact that something that's off. So this particular person came to me. I had her send me her old labs. And I was like, wait, where's the rest of your thyroid panel? She's like, what do you mean? That's all that they measured. And I should have known better, but sometimes people have to be tough to understand that. So again, usually only TSH is ever measured. I think it's also really important for the listeners to understand that in the world of functional medicine, there are literally 22 different patterns in the thyroid gland. And only one of those responds to synthetic thyroid hormone like levothyroxine or Synthroid. So I'm saying that, I'm not saying it doesn't work, though there's a 1 in 22 chance, which is pretty slim, that it's actually a utilizable component for that particular person. Yet, many people that start those medications, and Dr. Kylie, you've seen this, they do feel better initially for 3 to 5 weeks, and then they start to feel like crap again, and then
it's
they go and get
labs. It's always a short-term fix.
Short-term, right? And then what happens is they feel like their doctor's chasing labs with medication instead of getting to the cause. In the world of functional medicine, we talk about root cause so much. We talk about getting to the cause. I tell people I'm the proverbial two-year-old. I get to ask why. Why? Why is that? So much so that I could say, that symptom's awesome. I wonder why your body's expressing that symptom, as opposed to saying, this symptom sucks. I want to get rid of it. And then you do something to patch the symptom, which obviously makes no sense. So this is what a full thyroid panel looks like. And you can actually run a bigger panel than this. So this was a patient of mine that had thinning hair, fatigue, and crazy cycles. So we ran this on her, and lo and behold, look what we see. So again, here's the 0.1. Oh, it's 0.11 to 4.9. That's bananas. So this person's TSH is really high. So here's a good case where I'm not saying running TSH is a bad thing, but you have to run it in comparison with all of these other numbers. So we look at the bound and the free thyroid hormones. And I'm not going to go into biochemistry, so I'm not going to hopefully make anyone's eyes gloss over here with big terms. But we have to understand what's happening globally with the thyroid. The most under-tested markers for the thyroid, in my opinion, are autoimmune thyroid markers. So you see here it says anti-TPO and anti-TG. Both of these markers, in my opinion, on this person are elevated. So this patient actually has an autoimmune disease. This means that her body is getting friendly fire. Her thyroid is actually being seen as a foreign tissue in her body. And what I think Dr. Kylie and I would agree to is that autoimmunity is very underdiagnosed. I actually feel there's very poor testing for it right now.
Especially thyroid autoimmunity.
Oh, it's so rampant. And respectfully, for those of you that are watching this, if you're saying, my doctor never tested this for me, by the way, you're not alone. And why your doctor doesn't test for you for this is because the pharmaceutical intervention, and I'll get into this in a little bit later, is pretty drastic. The medication that's used for autoimmunity, when you truly understand autoimmunity, makes no sense at all. And there are no direct medications in this case for Hashimoto's. So that's why doctors don't like to test for it, because if it comes back positive, then they're like, there's not much we're going to do about that.
Yeah.
So that's always scary from that standpoint. So I do like a full thyroid panel. We look at T3 and T4. We look at the autoimmune markers. This gives us an insight as to what's going on. And in that last patient's profile, they had an autoimmune disease. And I'll go into autoimmune here in a little bit, but we need to understand autoimmunity. We need to understand what it is. We've all heard of autoimmunity. So this person has Hashimoto's thyroiditis, multiple sclerosis as autoimmunity, rheumatoid arthritis, irritable bowel. There are many, many lupus. These are all autoimmune diseases. And I had a person the other day with vitiligo, which means that there's huge chunks of their skin that literally has no pigment at all. These are literally autoimmune diseases. And we need to know more about these. Okay, so the question we have to ask is really, why is the thyroid off, right? So this is where I get to be that proverbial two-year-old. I believe, so I have, Dr. Kylie and I have way too many college credits. I think I have like over 400 college credits and tons of extracurricular credits-wise. So we believe through our training and through our belief systems that the body is truly intelligent. And if the body truly responds properly, which I totally believe that it does. I mean, you are 75 trillion cells. By the way, that's amazing. Your body processes 3 million bits of information every second. So I believe that the body's symptoms are intelligent. The question we have to ask, though, is why are we having these responses? And this is why we truly need to look deeper. We need to look at better labs. We need to ask better questions. We need to know that it's not a lack of Synthroid or levothyroxine that's causing these things. So that's really when we look at from a thyroid standpoint. And two, as you guys know, Dr. Kelly and I have been to 3 and 4 day long seminars just on the thyroid. So I'm trying to give just a big overview. The reality is you must look at more than just the thyroid. The thyroid is not on an island by itself in your body. Those symptoms are always more systematically intertwined with the body and what's going on from there. So the first thing, hopefully, that you gather from this is you must run a full thyroid panel. And number two, you must also look at what's going on with the other systems of the body. So let's jump into weight loss resistance. I tell you what, the number of people, especially women, respectfully, that have come to me that have literally said to me, they've pulled out their workout program. Dr. Greg, this is my program that I follow to the T. And then they pull out their app and then they show me their food meal program. And it is paleo or keto or whatever the newest, craziest fad diet is. And they say, Dr. Greg, I follow it to the T. And then they say, and now look at me. Why can't I lose weight? And I get it.
I always say that the healthiest people are not wearing a size 2.
True story. Yet, I mean, we look at social media, we look at what the world says is sexy or beautiful. And so that's a whole nother conversation, right? Though that needs to be addressed because a lot of times the way that we talk to ourselves and our self-viewing is directly associated with what the world says is right or wrong. So that's where we do have lots of conversations around this. And I know that there are many people that this is you. And first and foremost, when we talk about these things, I really want to talk about, I need to tell you right now that at the end of my presentation, there is no magic diet and there's no magic pill that's going to fix this. Okay, so I apologize if you were thinking that I had some magic secret sauce for you, but I don't. What I do have though is what I can tell you is it probably didn't take you overnight to get to where you are. And what I tell most people is it takes half the amount of time that it took you to get unwell to get well. So if you've been unwell for 4 years, plan on 2 years of diligent, proper work to get better. Now, if you're the person that's really still looking around for that easy button, I'm sorry, like we don't have it. Yet what both Dr. Kylie and I know is that when we do the right testing and we coach you in a way that holds you accountable, allows some grace, gives you accessibility to us as clinicians, then you get the results that you need. So here's the thing to think about. And this is the gist of my conversation today. We talked about infection. So let me ask you this. If your body has an active infection, so infections can come in many forms, bacterial, viral, parasitic, fungal, and even mycotoxic, which is a whole nother conversation, but we can have many different types of infections in our body. But let's think about this for a second. If you have an active infection in your body, how interested is your body at losing weight? Is its goal to thrive? How interested is your body at conceiving a child if you're fighting an infection? The reality is your body is designed to survive. So if you have an active infection in your body is taking energy, effort, and focus, and it's trying to keep the infection at bay. And it has no interest in thriving, losing weight, conceiving a child. So that's why we need to look deeper into these things. It's truly trying to fight a battle inside of you. So weight loss resistance, there's labs for that. And again, I'm a geek. I love labs. I teach doctors how to read labs. I don't know. I think I'm in that like 50,000-ish number lab over almost 20 years. I love numbers. I love the science of this work. Though what Dr. Kylie would agree to is really it's the art. It's the getting inside of you and understanding that there could be other things and then making you know that you're worthy of healing and that even though you might have tried other things, that sometimes there's aspects that you haven't tried and sometimes you've tried everything, but the common denominator is that you're not the right person to show up. and that you're not the one that does the work. Or maybe the underlying conversation is you truly don't feel like you're worthy of health. And that's part of the mindset of truly being the right person to get well. And that's why Dr. Kylie and I are picky with who we take on as patients. I'm not sure about Dr. Kylie's load, but I can only take care of about 150 patients. That's a lot, by the way. And I'm super picky with who my patients are, because if that person is not the right fit, and I'm not trying to say that there's good people and bad people, but I've learned over 20 years of doing this that there are certain people that are just geared to have the right ingredients to get well. And there are other ones, and I'm not saying they don't deserve to get well, but it's frankly, it's outside of my pay grade, or they might need other work that I truly can't help them. So a sign of a really good doctor is also like, who can I help and who can't I help? And that's why I know that like myself and Dr. Kylie, we do free discovery calls, because man, getting on a call to just ask some questions and for us to ask some questions can really save some time through the journey of getting well. So with that, here's an example of some labs. So this person has really good fasting glucose. They have really good hemoglobin A1C. These are the normal doctor labs. And then I love to run free insulin. So insulin is another marker. And a lot of us have heard of insulin resistance. So look at this range, 2.6 to 24.9. Well, that's bananas, by the way. I ideally want a person's insulin to be less than 10. So if a person's insulin is even above 10, then I know that they have insulin resistance. And this is a hormonal resistance. So this allows us or forces us to take a closer look at the rest of the hormones. All right, so that's my story on weight loss resistance. By the way, it's not you're missing the right workout. You're not going to the wrong gym or the right gym. You're not on the wrong diet. There's always, almost always something deeper that we have to take a look at. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Kylie?
Yeah, just from my perspective, one, I love labs too. You and I are very unique in the way that we read labs, which is why we can get answers the way we do. But when I pull labs from people, then they now feel like I'm not just throwing darts at the wall, guessing what is wrong with them. One, we have labs to back it up. And two, they can take those labs to their husband and be like, look, I'm not crazy. This is really going on. And I want your assistance in helping me fix it, because I can't be the wife I want to be to you. I can't be the mom that I want to be to the kids with this going on. And it's not all in my head. And they're very grateful to see that there's actual numbers backing up the chaos.
Yeah. Coming from a boy, obviously, I know that for us many times we need the facts. And a lot of guys are very analytical in their minds. And I agree with you that every time I get on a call with a patient, I always ask, who's your support system? And then I'll say something like this. So is your husband going to be, he's going to be one of two guys or someplace in the middle. He's going to be the guy that says, hey, babe, I completely get this. This makes tons of sense. We'll do whatever we need to do to get you well. So that's husband number one on one extreme. And then I'll say, or is your husband the guy that's going to say, oh my God, how much is this going to cost? Is this even going to work? Ah, this is crazy. By the way, that patient with those two different husbands will get two different results. And this is why Dr. Kylie and I asked that question, because we need to know who your support system is. We need to know who's around you, who's and who they are. And so that even if we move forward with you, if you have a person that's maybe not super supportive, we know how to support you and how to, you know, be better doctors to you from that standpoint. All right. So let's jump into one of my favorite topics, which is autoimmune disease. So let me jump back into my screen share here. All right. So autoimmune diseases. Just a huge list of them: rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, inflammatory bowel disease, multiple sclerosis, one of the scary ones, Guillain-Barré syndrome, psoriasis, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, myasthenia gravis, vasculitis, and guess what? Even dementia is now being considered an autoimmune disease. I don't know about you guys, but I have dementia in my family. I also have autoimmunity in my family, and that is definitely an item of contention, a concern that I have, and this is why we run the labs.
Parkinson's is in my family.
And now that we know more about even the mitochondria of the cell and how those parts of the brain have millions of mitochondria per cell, it's very intriguing to understand the connection of, yeah, Parkinson's and dementia and those types of things. So I believe that autoimmune disease is the number one undiagnosed disease in the world right now. I live in Minnesota, so and I get to treat people legally all over the United States, but I believe that Lyme disease is probably another hugely undiagnosed thing where I live. I see it all the time in my patients out here. But so here's an example. So I showed you this person's lab before. So this is Hashimoto's thyroiditis on this 41-year-old female. This is a 56-year-old male. So this guy has rheumatoid arthritis. So he has the RF-IgM factor. The proof of this is just to say that there's labs for this, because maybe you're super analytical, or maybe your partner, your husband, or your wife is super analytical. They need to see the numbers. And I get that. Dr. Kylie and I are both very scientific in our approach. But also keep in mind that we don't treat numbers. I think we need to be mindful that yes, there's positive and negative tests, though we also use years and decades of clinical experience to make a personalized protocol and approach for you. So know that we don't treat numbers, we treat people, which I think is also really important to understand. Here's a person with a positive anti-nuclear antibody test. Again, this is a test that we can run from that aspect. So when we talk about autoimmune disease, this is the best way that I can explain it. What I've learned is that most people don't even understand what autoimmune disease is. The best way that I can explain it is that there's a war going on in your body. And that war, like we've talked about today, is infection, that your body is fighting infection. When there's a war, there's friendly fire. And we've heard about this. We've heard of stories of some of our troops from our country, whatever country you're in, being killed by friendly fire. And that is one of the saddest things to hear about. I feel that autoimmunity is just that. It's friendly fire. Your body is doing its very best to try to be the war and try to kill the bad guys. And in doing so, some of the bullets go stray and they target tissue that is friendly tissue. It's tissue that's not supposed to be fired at. So when we understand this, then it makes more sense. It makes sense that there are bullets flying. You guys need to understand that right now, the medical approach to autoimmune disease are medications to turn down or turn off the immune system. They're called immune modulating medication. But think about this. If your immune system is trying to fight a war and you pull the troops out, what happens? Right? You lose the war. So I believe that the real battle is that there's an infection and that we have to go after the infection, that your body is really just trying to throw up the warning signal that says, I need help. And there's such a battle going on right now that the good guys are getting in the way. So what does that look like? So here are labs on a functional medicine patient of mine. So by the way, this is one of the most simple tests that most doctors run. And Dr. Kylie would shake her head because most doctors have no idea how to read this lab. So take, for example, so this is called...
Everybody gets told they're normal.
They're normal. You're normal. Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, let's talk about ranges, right? So there's medical ranges and there's functional ranges. Medical ranges are like when there's blatant disease processes. Functional ranges, the ranges that Dr. Kylie and I use are ranges that look for more acute situations going on. So for example, this woman has low white blood cells. So let me explain how white blood cells work. When you are a healthy person and you get a new infection, your white blood cells initially go up because your body's sending the troops out. So the white blood cells raise. Now, if you send the troops out and they're out there for too long and they're not supported, you lose troops. So what happens then is when we see low white blood cells, we know that this person has infection. This infection has been hanging around for a long time. If we see high white blood cells, which we see, that means that this is a brand new, a very acute infection. And many times the body is doing what it needs to do. We then look down and we start to break down the different kinds of white blood cells. So we take the neutrophils, the lymphocytes, the monocytes, the basophils, and the eosinophils, and we look at the percentages of those. And we look at the numbers of those, and this tells us what kind of infection this person actually has in their body. And oddly enough, this young lady actually shows, according to this lab, that she has a parasitic infection. And then I get, so once I diagnose a parasitic infection, I'm sure you've done this also, Dr. Kylie, they're like, where did I get parasites from?
Yes.
And I tell you what, the answer is you name it. It can come from so many places, from blatant infection from foods, from pork, from sushi, from animals. There's a reason why you're supposed to worm your dog and your cat and your horses on a regular basis. So I have people that sleep with animals and wonder why they get these things. So I do like animals, but sometimes I find that people that have a lot of animals are suspect to parasitic infections. You can get this from other people. You can get this from air. We don't sit and spend time as to where, right?
Yeah, the most common thing I get is, well, I haven't left the country.
Right.
You don't got to leave the country to get parasites.
You do not need to leave the country. They are rampant and pleasant right here. Here's Emma. Emma's a 21-year-old from Nebraska. So again, she's got low white blood cells. And then we look down into her monocytes and her aspect. And this is another example of another infection. By the way, this young lady started feeling poorly after she got a round of Gardasil vaccines when she was 15. And she said that the failure of her health started at that point in time. She then got 3 autoimmune diseases. And then guess what she had going on? And I'm not for or against vaccines. That's not the conversation. But what I find with autoimmunity is there's many times what I call the inciting incident. And that's why people would say, ever since fill in the blank, I don't feel well. So for example, my brother has an autoimmune disease and he had it ever since he had the West Nile virus. I have a young patient that has type 1 diabetes. He's had it ever since he had swine flu. I have a couple female patients that have been type 1 diabetic since the birth of their child. By the way, for those of you women that have had babies, it's a traumatic event, right? So this young lady had an autoimmune disease ever since she had a response to a vaccination. So again, another aspect there. So here's Barb.
Go back 1 second.
Yeah.
Just explain when you're, because the lab ranges that they're seeing are the normal ranges, correct?
Totally.
And then what you're basing it off of is the functional medicine range that they don't see on this.
Yep. So according to medicine, all of these numbers are normal.
Right.
And according to functional medicine, this is completely wonky.
Yes.
So that's why you need to have a different set of eyes. Your labs need to be looked through from a different set of lenses. And that is so important. And both Dr. Kelly and I have had hundreds, if not thousands of patients in my career that get so frustrated with going and getting labs ran and being told everything's normal when it's literally not the truth. Here's another one. This person has horribly high monocytes, low white blood cells, and just doesn't feel well and is on a number of medications actually. So here's where these people have this. They literally have a hidden infection. Now, if you have a parasite, they're going to say, well, I'll just go get a poop test. It'll come out in my poop test. The reality is, no, it won't. Because your body will hide these things. Your body will literally hide this in tissue. I mean, they'll be hidden in the liver. They'll be hidden in the muscle. They can be hidden in the joint. Some of them can be in the colon. That's not typically where they hang out. So that's why, people like to say, well, go get a fecal test. Oh, your fecal test is negative. That means you have no parasites. Wrong answer. That's why I don't spend a lot of my patients' money on poop testing, because it gives us wrong answers many times.
My mom had it done and it came back negative, and I cannot convince her that parasites are a problem.
That's crazy.
One day.
We'll get there. And two, obviously the toughest people are our own family. Yes. So the number one, I think, if there's a blessing to the person that's watching this, your body has zero interest in thriving when it's fighting. It can't do both. Your immune system, so when you get an infection, your immune system gets run down. It taxes your system. Life isn't as fun as it should be, right? And then your body goes into this case where it's just fighting. So the solution is pretty simple. Number one, I think the most important thing is you need to commit to the process. So this is when I do free discovery calls, and I know Dr. Kali does them also, I have conversations like, are you willing? Before I accept you as a patient, I need to know that you are willing to do the types of things that I'll ask you to do. So things like, are you willing to change your diet? Now, we don't go on crazy, wild diets. Are you willing to make some shifts and some changes? Are you willing to prioritize your health? Are you willing to use prayer and meditation, quiet time? Are you willing to take some supplements? I'm very straightforward when I work with people. Like, supplements cost money, and this is about how much you're going to budget, because nothing's worse than when someone starts something but doesn't understand the process and then they can't finish the journey. Like, that's super frustrating for us. So that's why on the discovery call, we have this very frank conversation of, these are the types of costs that are involved in this. What's your support system? You know, have you tried things like this before to truly understand what we're getting ourselves into? And then the second thing is, we run the right tests. If you're not testing, you're guessing. And even though we have an idea of what's going on, we need to see numbers, because I know Dr. Kiley would concur with this, but there's times where I run labs and I'm like, oh my gosh, I would have never guessed that. That's really surprising to see. I'm so grateful that we invested a little bit of money into the test. And then the test gives the doctors the ability to give a game plan, something that's sustainable. And then I think most importantly, it's how you work with that doctor. So personally, I have a very accessible schedule. I make sure that I get on calls with people very frequently. I know Dr. Kiley and some doctors do programs that are even more feasible, where because they've done this so many times, they kind of know the questions that people are going to have. And there's just other ways to communicate with that. I seem to treat a lot tougher patients and a lot of sick people. So I do give people in certain programs the ability to truly have one-on-one communication with me. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's just talk about money for a second, right? Because people are like, oh my God, I bet these tests are expensive. Mm-hmm. And yes. You know what? Does my insurance pay for this? Mm-hmm. And so these are all good questions to have. So depending upon where your doctor's at, so the tests that I run is about $3,000. So if it was billed to your insurance, it would be about a $3,000 test. Now, if you have a clinician in your area that's licensed in your state that can run tests and you want to do that, go for it. Here's what I've found. By the way, I would want to use my insurance also. Dr. Kiley and I have access to a lab that no longer even takes insurance. So what they've done is, they don't have to pay a whole billing company. They don't have to wait to get paid. They have doctor direct pricing. So, and I have the whole lab laid out here in just a little bit. You have the ability to order a test, entire $3,000 plus test for about $300. And then if you want to do some genetics, I'm a pretty big fan of genetic testing. That adds about $150 to it, but there's actually cheaper ways to do genetics if you want to do genetics. So let's say that you have good health insurance, and let's say that you have a $500 deductible and a 20% coinsurance.
Nobody has that good of insurance anymore.
Well, right. So let's say you have a $500 deductible and a 20% coinsurance, a $3,000 test. So 500 knocks that down to 2,500. 20% coinsurance adds another $500. So that's a $1,000 test with great health insurance. So I tend to use more of this cash pricing. So by the way, this is my cost. And in my practice, I choose to pass my discount onto my patients. Here's why. I just need the numbers, okay?
Agree.
You pay the lab directly. And in most cases, if you have a health savings account, you can use your health savings account money to pay for that lab. So let's jump into that lab. So here's what I look at. And I don't mean to like, so these are all the tests. We look at like creatinine kinase. We look at glucose. We look at all of the hormones. We look at things like homocysteine. But the whole test, and there's several pages here, so this is actually screenshots from my cash lab. $290.45. So here's all of the hormones. We look at nutrition like vitamin D, B12. Here's rheumatoid arthritis, full thyroid panel. We look at the kidney, the liver. This looks at all the apolipoproteins, which is a really extensive cardiovascular peak. This looks at the anti-nuclear antibodies. This looks at those CBC that I told you about. We look at tumor markers. We even look at the breakdown of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. By the way, a lot of times your insurance labs can't even run all these labs, especially not for $290.45.
Yeah, the insurance would deem that most of those lab markers aren't even necessary.
Yep, so they wouldn't even run them.
Cash price anyways.
Yeah, so it's the simplest way that we find a local lab that will do the draw. You show up, you're fasted, you get drawn, and they send the blood out, and we get it back in about 10 days. So that's what the labs look like. I just want to quickly talk about it. If you're watching this and you're like, okay, like I'd like to maybe get another conversation with Dr. Greg. What does this look like? So first and foremost, yeah, you just have to take the first step. You have to determine that you are worthy of getting well. You've kind of heard about my approach on this. You have to understand what it takes, who I accept as patients. I do have to be picky just because I'm a super busy doctor. And I also, after doing this for almost 20 years, I kind of know what I can help and what I can't. So I do a free discovery call. there's a couple of things that you get to do on this. Number one, you get to ask some questions of me. You get to understand how I do things, how I communicate. My personality isn't for everybody. I'm pretty direct. I'm pretty much a driver. You might be like, huh, we just didn't vibe. Or my gosh, I really think that I like Dr. Greg and he seems empathetic and he seems like he knows what he's talking about. I will also ask you some very distinct and clarifying questions, because it's no fun to find something out 3 months into a program that I should have known on the front end. You know, so I ask about support systems. I ask about finances. I ask if there's anything that might sabotage you from getting well. These are really important things for me to know so that I can have and understand them as we go through. And then I can truly see if I will accept your case. And that also kind of helps me understand the kind of labs that we should be ordering from that standpoint. So that's what the discovery call looks like. Next steps after the discovery call, just so you have an idea, like, so what happens when I do labs? So this whole idea of telemedicine is kind of like, you're like, well, how does this work? I'm so used to going to a doctor's office and sitting down with that doctor. So fortunately, I've been blessed to actually work with people literally around the world. So I also used to sit down with my patients for an hour and go over every single lab marker with them. And what I learned is that after I've said my fifth really long medical word, that person's eyes are glossed over and my communication is going right over their head. So when I get labs back now, whether you're across the hallway from my office here in Minnesota or you are in Germany, when I get labs back, here's my process. So I get the lab and then through technology, I create a 10 to 30 minute video for you. In that video, I go over all the lab markers, what they mean. I help you understand what's going on inside of your system. And then I have a game plan sheet. And in that game plan sheet, I literally write down lifestyle recommendations, supplemental recommendations, and even recommendations on how frequent we should get on call so that we can make sure that you're getting the care that you need. Why I use videos and what my patients have told me is that now they can watch that video once, twice, three times, six times. Their spouse can watch it. And then after they get that video, then I get on a call with them to answer any clarifying questions that they have. And what they've found is that they can understand what's going on. They understand the game plan. They know why they're doing what they're doing. And then what we find is that they just get better steps from that. So if this interests you, so my website is www.drgreg.health, and you'll see this exact part on there that says, book your free phone consultation today. And if this is you, if you feel like you're a person that just needs more answers, then I would love to get on a chat with you. There's really no obligation. At the end of the day, I have a ton of people that need care. So it's not going to be a sales pitch. My goal is to see if we're a good fit and maybe I can just steer you in the right direction. So here's my lovely crew. Here's why I do what I do. This was at my parents' 50th wedding anniversary 2 weeks ago. And I just feel super blessed. And I would love for your family to have accessibility to health and knowledge like my crew does. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Dr. Kylie.
Well, that was awesome. That was so insightful. Ladies, gentlemen, if you keep getting told that your labs are normal, yet you feel like crap and you would like to know what normal even feels like, you got to get the right labs, one. But then, as you well know, your lab is only as good as the interpretation of it. And I know there are a lot of people who claim that they're functional medicine. I'm not dissing on my colleagues, but going to one functional medicine seminar one weekend does not make you functional medicine. It is
so true.
I'm in Utah. I like Dr. Greg treat anybody all over the world. I don't have anybody internationally yet, but I have them all over the United States. And I just had one come in and say, well, we've been working with a functional medicine doctor and they just keep throwing this supplement at us and this supplement at us. And then if I don't do my elimination diet, she just gets really mad at me. And it's like the only thing that she ever gives me. And I just feel like we're getting nowhere. It, just because they say that they're functional medicine doesn't mean that they're functional medicine.
True story.
It came from the pro.
That's wild.
So if you want it, real answers, call Dr. Greg up. He is amazing. Has a hoard of information, not only clinical, but especially if are you worth it? Is my family worth it? No matter what the cost is, your health is wealth. And if you don't have your health, like we now know with COVID-19 right now, life can be scary. So
yeah. If you're watching this and you're thinking this is me, guess what? It's you. And what I can tell you, hopefully, is you're worth it and you deserve it. And just take the first step. I mean, realistically, if anything, you're going to learn something new about yourself. You're going to know about some of your options. And that's why Dr. Kylie and I are here. We're truly here to serve you. So stop the self-talk that this doesn't work. Oh, I've tried this before. Oh, these guys maybe don't know what they're talking about. I want to love you hard right now for a second. Is you are worth it. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. And you need to be worthy of the care and the attention that it takes. And sign up. Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a patient. She actually just quit her job because she wanted to focus more on her health and get her life back.
Good for her.
So I was very proud of her. I'm like, oh, are you okay? Yeah, it took work. And it took work to get where you are today, but it can take work to get you out of it. And trust me, no matter what your history is, you can find some answers you've been searching for. So everybody, thank Dr. Greg for joining us today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
And we'll talk to him later. Make sure you make that phone call. Trust me, it will be the best 30 minutes you've ever spent your whole life. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Diagnosis with me, Dr. Kylie. If you enjoyed this and you learned something new, if you felt empowered in any way, please go invite 3 of your friends to come join us. And then meet me right back here again next week.